AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. After a visit shrouded in secrecy, the top U.S. diplomat and defense secretary met with Ukraine's president in the capital of the war-ravaged country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
President Zelensky expressed deep appreciation for President Biden's leadership and for the incredible generosity and support of the American people.
But he asked for more, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it is coming. More from our Karen Chamis.
Austin said the nature of the fight in Ukraine had changed because of Russia's new focus on the east. As a result, Ukraine's military now need more tanks, artillery, and other munitions.
The leader of the United Nations is planning a meeting with Vladimir Putin this week in Moscow to try to get the fighting to end. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles have damaged the railway system in a number of cities, disrupting passenger trains. This morning, Russian officials say a huge fire is burning within its western border at an oil storage facility. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has won re-election, but many are noting the large vote that was gathered by far-right challenger Marine Le Pen. A state of emergency has been declared in New Mexico, where wildfires are ripping through dozens of communities. In Mora County, the Forestry Division's Manuel Martinez says they're getting homeowners ready.
Communities, getting them ready to potentially evacuate.
The U.S. Coast Guard suspended a search for three missing children in the Mississippi River near a bridge in New Orleans. A 15-year-old boy and 14-year-old and 8-year-old girl were last seen going into the water Saturday night. In the NBA playoffs, the Pelicans tied the series at 2 apiece with a win over Phoenix. The Nuggets held on to force a Game 5 in San Francisco. This is AP News. Comedian Jon Stewart says speculation about the future of comedy, with an increase in cultural sensitivity, is ignoring a looming threat from authoritarian governments.
Jon Stewart says there's nothing funny about the state of comedy these days. It's not that there aren't sharp humorists around, but between snowflakes and authoritarian governments, the work of making people laugh is not just fun and games anymore. Stewart says he sees comedy not as a game changer for society, but as a bellwether. Stewart set up a modern way to deal with comedy and politics with his 16-year run as host of The Daily Show. Among those who paid tribute to him last night, former correspondents such as Samantha Bee, Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert, and John Oliver. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
A new Associated Press NORC poll finds more Americans approve than disapprove of the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. But the support is politically lopsided. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.